Rabosai, let us begin. Okay, we are, we're going to discuss today the sugya of Stein, Kilchasen, and the Tefach, and specifically the location of that Tefach. Take a look at the Gemara, please, in that Vav Mabez. And the Gemara says, Va'osan Tefach Heichon Ma'amido, I'm a Rav Ma'amido Keneged Hayotze. So Rav tells us you put the Tefach Keneged Hayotze. And here Rashi is very clear that this Rashi is one of the few very clear Rashis on this sugya. Rashi says, "Makom sham bechitza kala beeze sheyirtze im hashtam izrachis tzvon is yasa tefach besof tzvon mitzoso litzad marav o bimizrachis litzad darom." In other words, Rashi says that you have two walls that are attached to each other, like that, a right angle to wall. So you put this keneged hayotze as an appendage to any of those two walls. It's a tefach, and that, in a certain sense, creates a rove of wall, and that's a Rashi's keneged hayotze. We will see in a moment that the Ramban disagrees. Then you have the next shita, and Amar Leih Rav Kahana, Rav Asi L'Rav, V'Amidenu keneged Rosh Tor. Wouldn't it be more effective to put that tefach keneged Rosh Tor? What is keneged Rosh Tor? So keneged Rosh Tor means some kind of diagonal. Some kind of diagonal. There is a machlokes between the Maharam and the Maharshal as to how to understand Rashi. And despite the fact that you have a picture that makes it pretty clear, there's actually two deos in understanding Rashi, and I would like to walk through the Ritva with you to understand those two deos. So please open up the Ritva. The Ritva, you have your Ritvas? I left my Ritva upstairs too. Could you run? I'll borrow the Ritva. Actually, get for me on my shelf next to my stender the Ritva, back. It's a blonde Ritva. Hustle, boys. As we await the Ritva.
Why would the
how does this get poured?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting this on quite.
Just say I live in your phone. And then
Because it's just a little diagram, so it just gives you a diagram. All the chafas from it does give you a diagram. You have your Ritva? Okay, we will begin the Ritva.
So should we tell them where the Ritva can be found?
The Ritva is found on the Avam Amud Beis. Dibre Masla Osa Tefach Heichon Ma'amido. And again, you need to see the pictures. I was learning the Ritva last night on my Bar Ilan, where I have all the Kolotar Kula basically, and it says that they don't do pictures there. So all it says is in the original text, it has pictures. So you can't really use the Bar Ilan over here because you need the original text with the pictures.
What's Bar Ilan?
It's a computer program that has...
Oh, that has
shots. It doesn't sound $6,000, but it costs a fair amount. And they like to update it every year. And then they say, do you want these extra 200 svarim on your thing? And you end up updating it, so it keeps on... Taking
your money.
Taking my money. So it's well worth it. I don't have to buy Sfarm anymore because it's all there. Okay, so says the Ritva, Osan Tevach Eichon Ma'amido, Perish. Bo Shaminan Keneged Sof Echad Min Hadefanos. You're going to put this extra Tefach Keneged Echad Min Hadefanos Bekeren Haruach Haporos Kegon Zeh Yotze Tefach, or Kagon Zeh Yotze Tefach. So it gives you the Kagon Zeh. What does Kagon Zeh mean? So do you have a diagram in the COVID?
No.
Is there a diagram in the COVID?
No.
Oh, no. So in my Ritva, they do have a diagram. It's, one second. And a diagram is as follows. If you look at diagrams number... No, not Aleph and Beis. It's Gimel. Diagram Gimel is what we want. I'm sorry, this is Rava. I'm sorry. Rava is what we have. Okay? Rava is what we have. Keneged Ayotze is what we have. L'kol Rashiya Ta'afa Pishol Shona Sassim Zeh. Okay, that's the Rava standard. Everyone agrees within Rashi that Rava looks like this. You have the two right angles, and then the extra tefa coming off of one of those. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Parchle Shamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, Hainu Shamidenu Ba'alachson, you put it in an alachson. What is alachson?
Diagonal.
Bekeren HaParutz. And where do you put it? On the Keren HaParutz. What does the word Parutz mean? Open area. No telishneim kadesh yischabe b'chol achad mehem. V'yirek yu sosin akol atzov she'adefanos v'hu ba'arba defanos kagon zeh. What does kagon zeh mean? Footnote 407 takes you to Psir Gimel, which is this, which looks like this. You have your two walls, and your third wall, or your third tefach, is that. Do you see it? Meaning, it's not. Okay, in other words, you have this with it. Your third is diagonal. It is diagonal, but it's over here. Do you see it? That's where your third tefach is. Unfortunately, I don't have a marker, but that's what I would put on the board. That's shot number one in Rashi. And you'll look at the Maharsha. He says that shot as well. That's Keneged Kerosh Tor. That's Kerosh Tor. And then he says, the Acherim Perishu, Shemamido Keneged Ayotzi Hani Besof Achas Mishtei HaDefanos HaShlemos Keneged HaDofen HaSheni Shiyotzi Gonzeh O Kegonzeh 409-410 Tzir Dalet Tzir Hei, which is Dalet Hei. No, sorry. Vav Zayin. In other words, the other pshat that he offers is the pshat that you have in your Rashi, the diagram you have in your Rashi, which looks like this. I wish I could, but I don't have a writing instrument. Again, shot number one is if you have shot number one is like this. And then over here in the open spot, you have a one tefach diagonal in between the two right angles. That's shot number one. Shot number two is that you have in Rashi. Take a look at your Rashi. And that above them is Zayin Aleph. You see your Rashi Zayin Aleph, where it's coming in a diagonal towards what? Triangular, right. In other words, shot number one. Either way, it's diagonal. Shot number one is you have a right angle, and then over here in the open area you have a diagonal. Right opposite your, let's say, the
facing the angle.
And shot number two is as Rashi picks it. As Rashi picks it, pictures it. If you look at the back of your Gemaras, if you find them, I saw he has the picture of shot number, the first shot in the Ritva, which looks like this. The Maram has it.
Where is it?
This. You listen.
Is that the rolls?
Which one
is this one?
Where? Mara. Oh,
is that the rolls?
It's on the same page as the Marasha. Anyway, you'll have it. You don't need to. You'll have it. Okay. Okay. So how many pshatim do we have in Rav?
One.
Rav is one pshat. In Rav Kahana, how many pshatim do we have?
Two
pshatim, and then the Gemara goes on to the third pshat, and the third pshat is that of Rav Simon. Yes.
Is this a diagonal method over here? Like, is that saying that the separation from like the breach, the open gap now between the right angle and this tilted area is going to create pockets of lovers with the plot?
No lovers.
How much space?
It could be as much as you want.
Okay.
We know they have two full walls and one tepach. The only issue is where do you place that third tepach? That's what we're dealing with. Okay. Now, comes along Rav Simon, and Rav Simon says, between Rav Shimon Levi, Oselo tepach sochek, umamido bepachos misos etfachim samal adopen, vecho pachos misos etfachim samal adopen, kilavu dami. Oh, you're such a tzaddik. Okay, so now it's, we'll make this. According to Rashi, Rav Shita is like that, your tefach is over there, okay? Then you have Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, you have two different pshatim in Rashi. There's the Maharam, there's the Marsha. One pshat learns Rav Kahana according to Rashi as follows. As you have on your daf, you have your two corners, and then you have your tefach is at the end of one corner, heading towards the other, looking towards the other. So far, in Rashi, yes. Rashi's clear. Okay? Then the second shot that you have is, everyone agrees with the diagonal, but the diagonal is going to be placed over there. That's your second shot in Rashi. Then the Gemara cites a third shita, and the third shita, which is conceptually the easiest to understand, is Rav Simon. And Jeremy, I so much appreciate your effort. I really, really do. Even though the Tosfos is not fully there, but we appreciate the effort. Rav Simon says as follows: you have your two full walls. You're going to take a tefach wall, and you're going to place your tefach wall within three tefachim of the end. So this is less than three tefachim. This tefach that you're putting is what he calls a tefach shochek. What does a tefach shochek mean? It's a bold tefach. It's a big tefach. Okay, there's a little, in other words, when you have a tefach, the tefach is a certain amount of etzba'ot with a little space in between, so it's what we'll call a larger than, a slightly bigger tefach, a complete tefach. We'll call it, you know, one plus a little bit. So one plus a little bit, and you're within three tefachim. So how much does that get you total?
Three
bits. Four. That gets you a total of four. Four and change. Four plus. So this combination really ends up being a wall of four. What does a wall of four help you? What is the Chiddush Rav Simon?
Yeah.
So now it's a robe of seven. It's a robe of seven. So really what emerges is a sukkah has to have a wall, he's saying, really of seven in length. It has to be minimum seven al sheva. You have two full walls, and this wall is qualifying as robe of a seven tefach wall. So it's ki'ilu, rubo, kakulu, a seven tefach wall, because you have your one tefach of this wall. It's placed specifically within three tefachim of the end, so that's a total of four. You have lavud, and that gets into a robe of seven, and that is Rav Simon's shita. Now, there are a lot of questions on Rav Simon's shita, which we're going to get to when I return. We're not going to do today, but, for example, just to whet your appetite, why do I need to go ahead and have... Why do I need it to be within three tefachim? I need it, he says, within at three tefachim, because that gets me to four. Well, all I need to get to is really I need to get to more than three, and if I want roll of seven, I really need to get to three and a half plus, no? Why do I need four? Is this rounding up, or is there some value to get it to four? In other words, if you just want roll seven, you don't really need four. And since when does Ruba Kakula work? If you need seven, do I hold the Ruba Kakula when it comes to a Kazayas of Masa? I just have to have Ruba Kakula? Do we hold such a thing? I need this roll of a Kazayas of Masa to be Yose? When do you say Ruba Kakula? You need a full Kazayas. So why do I need a... How does this work exactly? Ruba Kakula? That's the Shita of Rav Simon. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Shita that you find. What? I think so.
Yeah.
Rav Simon v'itin Rav Shimon ben Levi. Some say Rav Shimon ben Levi. Okay, Rav Osai, but if I were to want to lump the size and understand Rav Simon's shita, what's Rav Simon's shita basically saying? What do you need? What's Rav Simon's shita? What's his lump? Meaning, what do you need? According to Rav Simon, what do you need? You need three bona fide halachic sheva al sheva tefach walls. So how do you achieve Sheva Sheva Tefach walls? The answer is you put that third wall with Lavud, it gets you to four Ruba Kakulu, and you have a third wall. Now, does this going to work for the first two walls? Clearly not, Clearly not. Why not? We'll have to wait till we get to Rav Simon. But Rav Simon is requiring three walls, and this qualifies as three walls. That's the Chiddush Rav Simon. Again, we'll delve into Rav Simon in greater depth later. Yeah?
Is it also the same as the first opinion? Because you could always say a love it.
Rav?
That is.
But Rav is telling you you have two full walls, not even
the love means it's connected.
So where's your love it?
What do you mean?
You want to love it over here.
I think, wouldn't Rav hold that one's okay also, because of love?
Yeah, everyone would hold this would be okay. Yes, for sure. No, Rav Simon is the most machmir sheep. No, he's requiring that tefach to be there to create a four tefach wall. And now the skittish of the four tefach wall works. Now, you could argue that for some reason there's a need to have this adjacent specifically. You could argue that, but Pasuk Shah, yes, Lovewood, everyone would agree to Rav Simon, and Rav Simon is giving us a chumrah, that this is required, and Rav and perhaps Rav Kahana would agree to that as well. Correct.
In the other opinion of Rav Kahana, where the tefach is just in the middle and not touching any of the walls,
yes,
he says that it's like four walls. How is that?
Excellent, I'll get to that in a second. Very good, you're saying good, yes?
There's a thing with
This one?
This one or this one?
That
was
the
last one.
This one.
Yeah. So that was
the
Rosh Tor.
According to Kahana, one version of Rashi, it's a Maharam version of Rashi and one day in the Ritva. One day in the Ritva. Who says what? It's not so important. I want to understand the Sheet. There's a Sheet in Rishon called One Day in the Ritva. Might be, it's a version of Rashi as well, as cited in the Mefarshei Rashi. Okay, Rabotai, before we get to understand as well, I want to look at one last shita in Rishonim, and that is the Milchamos Hashem. Who wrote the Milchamos Hashem? The Ramban. The Ramban wrote the Milchamos Hashem. I gave it to us on the back of your Mar Mekomos. It's on the front, actually. Let's take a look at the Milchamos. Here he is speaking about not Rav Kahana, but he's going to argue on Rashi within Rav Shita. So we're talking about Keneged HaYotze. Let's take a look and see if we can understand it. Ela Perish HaYotze. What does it mean, Perish HaYotze? Sof HaDofen HaAruch UKenegdo. Sof HaDofen HaAruch UKenegdo HuMamin HaTefach Rochok Min HaKosel HaEchad. You hear that? Rachok min HaKosel. What did Rashi say? What's Keneged HaYotze mean?
Right.
Next to the Kosel. Here he's saying it's Rachok min HaKosel HaEchad. What does that mean? Shimhoya Shtei Defanos Mizrach V'Dorom. So you have two walls where?
East,
southeast. Uvo Lahamid HaTefach B'Marav Marchiko min HaDorom Umoscho klape sofon ad keneged sof dofen mizrach. Could someone read that to me while I diagram it? What do we have? Well, where's the read it again to me? Donnie, read it to me. I can't hear you. Okay, Ravelli, read it to me. Shemhaya state the final mizrach v'dorah. So Mizrach, Vidara, Mizrach here is east. Okay, so you have two Defanos. One is east and one is Dorum. Go ahead. Ubala Hamid HaTefach B'Marav Marchiko Min HaDorum Umoscho Klape Safon Ad Keneged Sof Dofen Mizrachi. So what he's saying is you put the Tefach here. You put the tefach there. Shnimsa dofen mizrachi ha'aruch. Sofo sheklapei sofen v'sof ha'tefach v'chuban zeh v'zeh. Shmiyamidenu samal ledofen. Jomim nimsa aruch keneged kasar l'daz rav. Okay. So the Ramban learned rav tefach keneged ha'yose. Goes over here. So what you have is two deos in Rav, Rashi and the Ramban. You have two possibilities in understanding Rav Kahana, this pshat and this pshat. And then you have Rav Simon. And what I would like to do is to suggest, nothing too fancy, but to suggest a vision, a working lumbus of these alternatives, and to really jump start us, I want to focus on the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, because I think that is key. This might sound a little bit like the things you heard before. You know why? Because you might have heard some of these things before, but I think this sugya really hammers it home in a very, very solid way. So both sides, can you tell me how this, we have a halacha on Shmi Sinai. And what's halacha on Shmi Sinai? That you need two full walls and a tent. Could someone suggest a chakira? What does chakira mean? Two ways of looking at something. How this tefach operates. How this tefach operates. What is the mechanism, the mechanics, that all of a sudden a tefach can go ahead and qualify as a bona fide sukkah wall? Yes, Donnie. Speak up. It is the third wall. It doesn't just represent the third wall. It is the third wall. But how much is the tefach? Look at how big my tefach is. So what might be going on over here?
Extension.
Extension. So one vision of the tefach is, although it's only a tefach, the halacha l'mos misini is mechadeh. So how do we view that single tefach? What's the word I like to use, even though it's probably not a good word, exactly? The physics word?
A vector.
We view it as extension. And therefore, how do you view these two walls plus? As three full walls. Have we seen any language in Rishonim so far this year that suggests this third wall is not to be seen as a mere tefach, but is to be seen as a full wall, and it's like it's, we view it halakhically as extending along the entire length of that piece. Have we seen such language? So I decided to collect that language for you. Take a look at Mar Makomo's Dalit, which I think I illustrates at least three examples that we've seen so far. We saw the rush. Do you remember the rush that we saw this year on the sugya of Psal? Do you remember Psal? Do you remember Rabbeinu Yeshaya cited by the rush?
I think I'll hear later.
Anyway, you take a look, and he's quoting Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He says, "Va'od lo dami l'psal." The case is not like psal. The hosam by psal hadofen hakotzar, the short dofen, nimsha keneged haorech, is seen as extending the length of the long one. You remember the case of psal? You had one long wall, a middle wall, and then a short wall. And the Chesukim Psal says, even if you have Pach along the whole thing, we view this third wall as extending. Look what he says. Kidda Omar, like we find Stein Kilchasim of Shisa Filu Tefach. Just like you find by Shisa Filu Tefach. What does that tell you about Shisa Filu Tefach? So how do you view that Tefach? It views it as extending. That's the Rosh. We saw the Rashash just last year. The Rush is discussing Psal. What is Psal? If I have one long wall, one short wall, and a middle wall. The middle wall is attached to the short wall to the long wall. Again, the case of Psal is one wall, a middle wall, and then a short wall. And the whole area here is Sakh. So you're allowed to sit over here even though there's no other wall over here. The answer is because this wall is seen as extending. And the rush adds the comment, just like we find by Shlishas Afilu Tefach. So what's he saying when he says, just like we find by Shlishas Afilu Tefach, that the Shlishas Afilu Tefach is also a concept of extension. It's a concept of extension. That's the rush. Take a look at the Rashash. You saw this Rashash who wanted to know. We saw this on Thursday. The Rashash wanted to know, why is it that If Dofen Akuma and Lovud and Gurachis is Halacha Mosmi Sinai, and Rashi says the Shlishis Afilu Tefach is also Halacha Mosmi Sinai, so why is it not on the list? And what did the Rashi say? It's part of Gurachis. How is it part of Gurachis? The Rashi said because they're all dinim of Hamshacha, of extension. And that's the Rashi. And then I found the Rashi and Av Zayin and Aleph later on in our Amud, where he says, Yimas Levachain, Demigo, Dahu Tefach, that Tefach, Agmere Rachmana Le Moshe, Talach Mosh Misinai, B'mechitza Sukkah, Dahavale Dofen Shlema Le Sukkah. Now how do you view that Tefach? That Tefach is viewed as a Dofen Shlema La Sukkah. Wow. And if you take a look at Tosfos HaRit, which is a modern commentary on the Yerushalmi, yeah, he developed this idea. We won't read it. And then look at the last Rashi. The last Rashi in the Dalit says, Stam Sukkah Bar Shlosha Defana. Stam Sukkah in the Mishnah is how many walls?
Three
walls. All right, what about the fourth wall? What about the fourth wall? The Haraviyas Hukula Pesach. What does that mean? No, not Patuach. Pesach. It's a doorway. Why is it that three walls is all you need for a sukkah? Really, you need four walls. So what's the role of the fourth wall? The fourth wall, the fact that we can have it open is just called a doorway, a Pesach. Which means that what about the third wall? The third wall is a complete wall.
Yeah.
The fourth wall, which really should be there, is an opening, is a doorway. Every house has a doorway. Every house has some opening. So you're allowed to have that fourth wall as your opening. Rashi seems to say, at least as I understand it, in a number of places, like the Rush, like the Rashash, that third tefach is seen as a vector that goes along the entire line. Good? So that's the case, Rabotai. What's the role of this tefach over here? How do you view this tefach? Hamshacha is considered to be al pidin, an entire wall that spans the whole distance that you have surrounded on three walls. What about this fourth wall? That's a pesach. Because Rashi understands it's about what? Hamshacha. What is Ramban? What does the Ramban? Ramban says, you have a tefach over here. What's its vision? Is the tefach Hamshacha? Notice what the tefach does over here, what's being over there. What does that tefach over there specifically do? Ma?
Vul.
It's setting up a formal boundary. You know, by having this tefach over here, you understand very well that what's really the shape of this sukkah? It's a square sukkah that ends here and that ends here. And as such, you have a boundary in your sukkah. Now, how big is this tefach? How big is this wall? It's a tefach. Does it extend up? He did. It's not an extension. It's a tefach, but it does what? It defines the makom as your sukkah. And according to the shita of the Ramban, I would suggest, and the truth is, I'll be honest with you, I looked up at a bunch of farm, and they say the exact opposite of what I'm saying. The exact opposite, but to me this is the way it makes more sense. So I'm saying it this way. But the Ramban is saying, not vector, but rather, this is a tefach wall, and the halacha most recently is, as long as that tefach wall is placed properly, it defines the makom hasukkah. How will that translate into this machlokas in Rav Kahana? How do you understand Rav Kahana's sukkah? How is that going to work out?
Well, you could say that the second one kind of was the wrong one. Because it's not attached to any of
there's two visions of Rav Kahana.
Yeah.
One is a diagonal at the end of one of the two walls. And the other is the diagonal is over there. So there's two alternative visions of Rav Kahana.
Yeah, the second one looks like the
first one kind of looks like Rashi. Yeah.
Okay, so there's the Maharam learns like this. The Maharam, this is the Maharsha, the where it's attached diagonally, and this is the Maharam. Okay?
The Ramban wouldn't hold like either of those. He needs
to
hold four walls.
No.
No, in theory.
He doesn't need four walls.
No, you need them.
Rashi needs.
No, the Ramban is that you need the four bounds.
You need boundaries. You need bounded. You need boundedness.
It makes it look like a square. Right.
Give me a second. One second. Let me just. One second. Okay. What do you want to say?
That the Ramban doesn't look like either of those.
But again, what would you say? What's the vision over here?
Well, what's
Rashi? What's the suggestion over here? This, what's the longest of this shot?
That's Rashi.
The vision of this shot according to Rashi is we look at this. What does the sukkah require?
Three walls, right?
More than three walls. The sukkah according to Rashi requires?
Four walls.
It has to be surrounded by mechitzas. We only need three walls. The answer is?
One's
a pesach, one's a doorway. So by putting the sukkah over the dolphin over here, and its array is seen as a vector, so basically what is it doing?
It's
closing this area, and that is what Rashi mandates. Rashi requires a close there because it's a vector. Now this shita, I think, would work better with the vision of the Ramban, that this is a tefach. It's a tefach and only a tefach. You don't have to create vectors. And what is this tefach place you're doing? It's defining the area of the sukkah, which is specifically this defined area.
What?
It is bounded. You have to be a little creative.
No,
you understand that once you're standing over here, you're out of the sukkah.
Yeah.
You understand that. And that's exactly what you said over here. Once you're over here, you're out of the sukkah. That's what this tefach does. It's a tefach. What is it? It's a tefach. It's not this expanding tefach. It's not a good achiz tefach. In fact, remember what we saw yesterday. Watch this. Very beautiful. The Marcheshes points out a striking comment. It's a beautiful comment. What did he say? How do you know you need a third tefach? Well, how do you know this, the third wall is a tefach? Halach Moshe Mitzvina. So you might recall yesterday we had one answer the other day on Thursday, we had one answer in the Gemara that says when it comes to this limit of the third tefach, so Yeshem la Mikra, Yeshem la Mikra, how it's read, gives you a total of? Six. Dal Chad le Gufe gets you down to?
Four.
Gets you down to four. Okay, let's go the other way. Yeshem la Lamasores gets you down to
four.
Four. Dal Chad le Gufe gets you down to three. Now you have Halach Lamos Misina. Is Halach Lamos Misina to subtract, or is Halach Lamos Misina to add? What is Halach Lamos Misina doing? So the Marchesh, and what's the Naskamina in our Gemara? Naskamina is whether you need a walls of 2+ or 3+. The Marchesh says that question of is the halach l'mos misina to add or to subtract might itself be how do you view that tefach. If you view the tefach as what? As really the tefach is representative of a full wall. So then, what's the chiddush is? Really this is a full third wall, but the chiddush is you could subtract and the tefach suffices as a vectorized full wall. But if you hold what? That it, stay with me, that it adds, so then what's it adding? It's adding a tefach, and only a tefach. So it could be that this kakira of how you understand this tefach, is it really a expanded tefach, a tefach that represents a full wall, like Rashi seems to indicate, or is it only a tefach, might very well, says Macheshes, be dependent on how you understand the halach mosh misine, is it coming to add, in which case it's stating a tefach, or is it coming to subtract, in which case it's representative of a complete and full wall.
You can also just view it as the whole thing is being added, so it really is just, he says that it has three walls. Maybe the tefach is part of it, counts as a wall. The other, but when you're talking about two full walls, that it's just like two full walls, and you're adding just a wall, not a tefach.
What kind of wall?
Oh, you wall.
But we know him. All you need is a tefach.
No, but when you're saying it's 3 plus 1, you're adding a full wall. Maybe
no,
tefach is part of the.
No. It's the Gemara says, at the end of the day, you're adding a tefach. The question is, what is that? You know, again, is it just a tefach, or if you assume it's a wall that you're...
In both cases,
no, I'm saying, but in explaining the machlokas in the Gemara of Shimon Rabbanon, so that side of the Gemara explaining whether it's considered to be, you're adding a tefach, or you really need a third wall, but the chiddush is it's enough to have a single a tefach as that third wall. So that sounds very much like this chakira in how you understand. According to us, Rabbanon say you only need 2 plus 1. Is that one really considered to be a full wall, or is that one just what it is—a single, tefach? Because it's just serving to bound that area. Okay, fine. We did that. All right, I just want to read with you one last Gemara. Please open up your Marma Koma sheets to the Gemara in Bava Basra. A very striking little Gemara in Bava Basra. And you read this Gemara in Bava Basra, and it sounds so much like our Gemara. It's Gimel 2 in your Marma Komos. Meitzer Echad Aruch Umeitzer Echad Katsar. So I want to sell Craig Klein a piece of land. And I say that land is bordering Reuven's property, it's bordering Shimon's property, it's right in the middle, and what it looks like is as follows. It's got one side that has a long fence, then it's got a second side that is a short fence. And it looks like this. Okay? So what's being sold? How much land is being sold? So look what the Gemara says. Amar Rav, lo kana ela keneged hakatsar. You only acquire that part that is keneged hakatsar, which means you'll draw an imaginary line. And all that's acquired is that which is within the narrow piece. Within the narrow piece. Do you see that? And what does, who responds? Amar le Rav Kahana, the Rav Asri, do those names sound familiar? The Yikne Keneged Rosh Tor. You should acquire Keneged Rosh Tor. What does that mean? So they say you should draw, what does Rosh Tor always mean? A diagonal. So they say you should draw a diagonal, and what you acquire is the diagonal connecting the short to the long, and that's what you should acquire. And what does Rav say? Susik Rav. Sound familiar? Rav is quiet. Apparently Rav agreed. Now, says the Ramban, how did Rashi learn Rav? That, what's the extension? The extension is?
All the way to the...
I'm saying, well, the extension is off of the two existing walls. What did Rav Kahana come home and say? No, you should acquire the entire area. And what's Rav's response?
No,
Shasik Rav. You know what Rav said? This Gemara is Tao's argument. And Rav retracted his position, which is why Ramban understands Rav's position Sukkah really is that the Tefach is over here. And if I have more time, which I don't, we would try and learn the Ritva, says, can you really compare the case of Bava Basra to the case of Sukkah? Not necessarily. But the Ramban notes and finds that Gemara Bava Basra looks exactly like our Gemara. Same language, same Rav Kahana, Keneged Rosh Tor. And what that has to do with our sugi, again, is dependent on my focus on Ramban and Ritva. But what I want you to get out of this year today is an introduction to the sugi of this Tefach and what really is going on in the lumbus of all these diagrams and all these different sheet notes. Is how do you view that third tefach? Is that third tefach a vector that really qualifies the full complete wall? Or is that tefach a tefach? A tefach is a tefach, and it's just serving to create a boundary that defines the space in that area.